Hello, hello, hello. Today's training is on confidence. So excited to do this session with you guys, this training session. But before I go into this, I'll give you a little bit of a story around this. So for me, I always thought of, as a young man, I always thought of confidence as I have to appear to be somehow to be confident in myself. Because a lot of it was around the appearance. And slowly as I gained experience in life, what I started learning, oh, maybe it's related to my skill sets, or maybe it's I have to learn to be confident in a specific role. We'll explore some of those areas, but what we'll do is we'll explore three types of confidence that we all kind of deal with on a general basis to give you some framework as to what levels of confidence there are and how you can develop your confidence yourself. So let's start with the first one. And as we go through it, we'll explore confidence more and more as we move forward. Now, the first level of confidence is skill confidence. And this is the one that we actually all do. We all have it to one degree or another because we're all skilled at something. It doesn't matter what it is. We're all skilled at something. Even it could be as simple as, I don't know, knowing how to do calculations really fast, or being good at math, or being good at really, really good at driving, or being really good at talking to somebody, or communicating, or conversing, or having a dialogue. It could be any kind of skill set, but if we're good at a specific skill set, we naturally feel confident within that skill set. So that's our comfort area a lot of times. So we feel confident in that area. And a lot of, like I said, most of us have some kind of skill. And within that skill, no matter how unconfident we are in any other part of our life, we'll feel confident if somebody is, let's say, asking our help in that area, or we feel like we want to help somebody, we'll feel confident to give that help. Or maybe not give that help, but we'll feel confident if it comes up. If it comes up that we need to calculate something, or we need to have a conversation with somebody, maybe we need to drive in a very bad weather condition, we feel confident in the skill set of driving. Now, obviously, it applies to our own specific skill sets. So then here's the problem with skill confidence. The skill confidence is specific to that skill set. As soon as you move out of that skill set and you go towards a different area, such as if you are very skilled at driving, you go and do something else, such as talking to somebody, and you're not very good at conversing, that's a problem, because then you just lost your confidence. Now, it could be the other way around as well. And I'm just giving you simple everyday examples so we can all grasp it. So what is the next level of confidence? And that is role confidence. This is the kind of confidence that a lot of people develop as they get better in their career, or usually it's career related for men, or even for women if they've pursued a career for a while and they develop certain skill sets within that specific area. And over time, they feel confident about being in that role. So for example, a role could be, let's say, your role as a real estate investor. You could be very confident in the different skill sets involved, but more specifically in your identity or role. When I say role, it's your identity as a real estate investor or an entrepreneur or a teacher. You could be not confident at all in your life, but once you step into that role as a teacher, you're very confident. But then when I take you and put you in a different situation, you're not very confident. So what's happening? What's happening there is that we're confident in a specific role, and a specific role comes with different skill sets. So a teacher doesn't just involve something like teaching a concept. It actually involves listening. It actually involves breaking down a material, and it's helping people make sense of something, asking questions. So many things are involved in teaching, grading, creating a framework structure for people to grasp concepts. So many things involved in there. Being able to communicate with your students and give them feedback or get feedback from them. So that role requires a lot of things. Now, that could be a personal role. You could be confident in your ability as a parent. but you're not, you might not be confident in your ability as an entrepreneur. That's a different role, different identity. So as we develop confidence in different skill sets within that role, we develop a confidence in that role. And both of these ones connect to one idea, and this an idea in psychology and high performance, and we call that idea competence-confidence loop. The more competence we develop in a specific skill set area or in a specific role, the more competence we develop, the more confidence we develop. And that confidence in turn helps us be open enough to learn more, so it develops more competence and then more confidence. So there's a loop that goes on. While both of these areas are really good and it's very natural, and then you might have experienced this if you've ever started a job fresh, you've just gone into a career or a new job or a new role, you don't feel very confident because you go in there like, I don't know what I'm doing. And then as you learn slowly, as you go through the learning curve, you develop the knowledge, the experience, the skill sets around it, and you feel more confident in a specific skill area or in that whole role or a major part of that role. All right, so now you have your skill confidence and your role confidence. Now, I bet for you to be here in this group, in this community, you probably have certain skill sets that you feel confident in, and you probably have certain roles you feel confident in. And maybe you feel confident in all your roles in your comfort zone in your life. But now what happens if I take you and put you in a completely different role? So let's say you're a very experienced entrepreneur. You are a great dad or mom. But I take you and put you in a situation where you, I don't know, I put you with a bunch of strangers and you need to figure out something new. Or you need to connect with these people. Now, part of it is that you're going to bring naturally some of those skill sets and role expertise with you. But how would you feel in that situation? And that's where a different area of confidence comes in, and that's self-confidence. And this I believe, is the core of confidence. And I actually tried to find out the actual definition for confidence, and I found out a couple of definitions here, and I'll read it to you. The feeling or belief that one can rely on someone or something, firm trust. And I like this definition. Confidence is a state of being clear-headed, either that a hypothesis or prediction is correct or that a chosen course of action is the best or most effective. And at the bottom of that, which I love, is confidence comes from a Latin word, fidere, which means to trust. Therefore, having confidence and having trust in oneself. And the reason I repeated this is that people who are really confident in their life, regardless of how much they know or don't know, they have this kind of underlying belief, and then they even verbalize it in some ways. And they will say something like, I'm confident in my ability to figure things out. So if they go, let's say they were in some specific career for a long time, and after 20 years or so, they've had enough of it and they're about to go into a different one. They will have this very natural confidence, like, I don't know how any of this works, but I have this confidence in myself to figure it out. I'll be fine in this area. It'll take me some time, but I'll figure it out. So there's this trust in oneself. And that is the hardest kind of confidence to develop. Now, here's the interesting thing about this. We all have this confidence within us. In fact, we're born with this confidence. And I'm going to go back to children because they are, as far as I know, our most natural state. If you've ever been around kids, they don't have to know particularly anything because, in fact, they don't know much about anything in this environment as they're born. So as they grow up, by the time they hit 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years old, they start asking a lot of questions. It doesn't matter what you're doing. They won't hesitate to ask you. They will ask you, it's like, oh, what are you doing there? Oh, what's that? Why do you do that? Can you show me? Can I try it? They're so curious. In fact, they're not they don't doubt themselves at all that they're going to go and see what it is. And even if they can't figure it out, they'll be like, oh, how do you do this? Show me. And they will try it in every which way. And it starts with walking. There's like a natural system where if you watch a child walk, they will fall 100 times and they'll get back up and walk. There's no doubt in that moment that they're going to fall and just stay there. They'll get up. They'll even cry sometimes and fall and get hurt. Or it's something like learning how to draw or playing piano. They don't self-doubt unless there's a parent or a teacher that kind of doubts them and puts something negative on them. They'll keep trying. There's this innate confidence in themselves unless it's taken away from them. And unfortunately for many of us, that confidence gets stripped away as we move forward. And a big part of the reason around that is that we are born into systems that teaches us to rely on the systems external to us more so than ourselves. So when we're going through our personal life, a lot of times our parents will kind of tell us that, oh, no, trust me, I'm here to protect you. I'm here to take care of you. Listen to me. I found myself say that a lot of times and not a good thing. I would rather ideally get my child or children to help them maintain and amplify that trust in themselves to figure things out, to develop themselves, to persevere, to move forward despite any kind of challenges. Instead of telling them, listen to me, I'd rather get them to listen to their own intuition, their own inner voice, their own internal compass. And the reason I know this is firstly because of my own experience. I've been taught most of my life to listen to all sorts of institutions, from family institutions to government, religious, scientific, educational. And every time I've seen that these institutions fail. The one thing that I haven't seen fail is our internal self. Even if we have disconnected with it, it's still there. Our core self is there. Still that confident. We just need to connect with it. And I know it sounds that cliche thing that, oh, just know who you are and trust yourself and you'll be fine. And a lot of people say that, but how do you develop that? Part of it is that we need to learn to trust ourselves. We need to question every time where we rely on others more than ourselves. None of this means that we can't get help or support. But what it means is that, do we doubt ourselves constantly? Do we put ourselves down? Are we hard on ourselves? Those are all signs of not feeling confident in who we are. And externally, it also shows up in the forms of all sorts of fears, like fear of losing something, fear of not being enough, fear of not that process being too challenging, fear of not getting to an outcome. Fear of not living up to some expectation. These are all symptoms of one simple thing, that we've lost the ability to trust ourselves. But there's also a bigger concept here, because whenever we talk about ourselves, what are we talking about? And this is something for you to explore one up level, but we are a natural aspect of this cosmos, of this universe, as far as we can tell. We are made of stardust at the physical level. We're born off the same energy as a star, as an earth, as the elements of earth, of elements of everything in this universe, earth, cosmos. I don't ever remember earth doubting itself or an acorn doubting itself to become an oak tree. Or a cloud doubting in its ability to rain. Or a sun doubting in its ability to shine. I know it sounds very poetic and cliche, but there are some powerful truths in there. And that is that we are born to create. We are born to deal with challenges. We're born and we have evolved to be something very powerful at an individual and collective level. If you need evidence for that, all you have to do is study human evolution, human history. You'll find that we've persevered quite a bit. We have beat odds at a collective species level, at group levels, at small tribe levels. We've beaten odds at individual levels. Just think about your own life, how many things you've had to overcome to be where you are right now. Think about humans around the world dealing with so many crazy things, from war, poverty, drought, challenges with disease. I mean, let's just look at last year, but we keep coming back around. What is it? What is that driving force within us? That is much deeper than our skill sets. That's much deeper than our roles. It goes back to our nature. And as soon as we develop an inkling of confidence in that nature, we develop a confidence in who we are at our core and where we move forward. It doesn't matter what role we go in. It doesn't matter how fearful we feel. We'll keep moving forward because we're curious. We know what we're capable of, or what we can learn to be capable of. And more importantly, it connects to a bigger scheme of things, the cosmos, the natural scheme of things, that there's a natural creative energy that happens. And we're connected to that. We are expressing that creative energy. Now, I'm not saying that in a way for you to believe me, or it's a belief that I'm passing on to you. I'm saying this for you to observe and take a look around. There's a creative power in every element of nature, and you're that same, you are an element of nature. That power is there. That essence is there. All you have to do is connect with it. And how do you connect with it? Well, here are some few tips. One, do what you're doing right now. Keep learning. Spend time alone with yourself without distractions. Spend time with your emotions. Spend time noticing your body. Spend time noticing your thoughts. Question anything that you've been taught most of your life. Doesn't matter how sure and certain it seems like. If we've learned anything as human beings, it is that some of the most amazing beliefs, some of the most certain beliefs have come to not apply anymore. Something as simple as the sun revolved around the earth. Stop being true. Something as so concrete as the law of gravity. We used to think it was a pulling force, but actually we're learning more and more that there's a better model that Einstein came up, which makes it a pushing force. Something like the sun rises. Actually, no such thing happens. It's just from our own perception. If you go outside, you'll find that the sun is not rising or sitting. We're just rotating around it. We're learning all of this. So then what else have we taken for granted? Why don't you think about that? Where do you fit in this bigger scheme of things? Where is your creative energy in all this? Because if you even remotely believe that you're connected to that same creative power or force that creates the sun, that has shaped the sun, that has shaped all the powerful ecosystems that are on Earth, the solar system, galaxy, universe, cosmos. If you are an aspect of that same creative force, then you have certain natural abilities that you've probably not expressed yet or fully yet. And it goes beyond your skill sets. It goes beyond your role. And I want you to consider those things. And my question to you is, how have you developed confidence in your life, whether it's in relation to your skill sets, your roles, or in who you are? Love to know your perspective on this. Until my next video and training, hope you guys have an incredible day. Bye.